Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Anne Hathaway's new One Direction fan fiction movie, pop stands queening out on Survivor, Cookie Monster versus Shrinkflation, and we say goodbye to Picasso, the most successful non-human artist ever. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy birthday, Corey!
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes, it was your birthday.
Sometimes.
It was your birthday. She's the big...
3'9".
Damn, girl, fine. Suck it to me. Suck it to me one more time. Get low.
Get low. Get low. Get low. Get low.
Did you get low on your big 3'9"?
I got... I was going to say high, but that's not true either.
So you were just kind of mid...
There.
You were
I was just
present.
There.
Well, you know, a presence is a gift to yourself. You did that.
And a gift is like gift is a friend that your heart makes.
These are all true sentiments. Corey, you know what? Maybe wisdom is looking good on you, Miss Oldie.
Oh my god, am I in my wisdom era?
You're giving Oldies 97.5. How was your
Hell
birthday?
Yeah. Well, I celebrated.
Tell me more. Me. Tell me more. What'd you do?
Tell me more. Tell me more. Did she put up a fight?
I don't like that. Did she put up
no.
a fight? No.
That's not okay.
Not okay.
Here, what do you want to know? What did I do? I woke up. I had texts. I went to the gym. And my gym... You scan in with your little scanner, and it's like an automated system. But the little robot starts playing happy, like a robo melodic happy birthday when you check in.
Happy birthday to you.
No, no, no. It's like it's just tones. It's not lyrics. It's just.
Oh, it's the original song.
You scan in and it's giving, and then people are looking, and the front desk receptionist is all. A happy birthday.
Okay.
I said, thank you. Actually, though, he had the system in the clear blasting that yesterday morning. And I was like, okay, good. Nobody's going to hear this but him and me.
Well, I feel like you very much keep track of what your birthday gift was from the pop culture gods. yeah. Are there any... Were there any, like, previous gifts from previous birthdays? You know, like, when an album comes out on your birthday or, like, when a movie comes out on your birthday. Is there anything yeah. notable from past birthdays or is it, like, or has it just kind of been coincidental, like, releases?
Well, I had big hopes that the Ariana Grande album was my birthday present, but I don't think it is. So I did get a coupon texted to me from World Market.
Oh,
So and that's good until the end of the month. So I think maybe that. I don't know. Traitors finale on my birthday.
That's big. Oh, the State of the Union.
Yeah. Joe Biden had a Panera charged lemonade and he went off.
Did he? I didn't watch.
I didn't either, but I've seen clips online. You have to see the one of him like walking. I don't know if he was walking in or walking out or greeting the people, kissing babies.
Oh, I saw he saw that woman who's like the MAGA woman.
He saw Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I saw.
And he just had no look. He didn't know what to do.
He guffawed.
Yeah.
My birthday, since you asked, the new Princess Peach game is coming out on my birthday, which I feel like is a gift. And a new Shakira album and a new Gossip album. So I'll get into it. You love Gossip.
Gossip.
Yes.
Yeah.
You love Gossip.
I've heard of
that. What's that song by Gossip that you was like this only song Moving you loved?
Move in the Right Direction.
Yes, it was like, I feel like that was your anthem for 7 years.
No, you are the one who Shazammed that on the club floor.
Let me tell you one thing. I've never Shazammed in my life.
You were Shazamming that song by Gossip in the cage at Badlands in 2012.
I believe you, but it does not ring a bell. I don't even know if I've ever been to Badlands.
Interesting.
Oh, Corey, did you hear? Oh my gosh.
What?
The sad news. Oh my God. Pour one out, baby.
For who?
Okay, did we have any predictions about a dead pig from our predictions this year?
No.
Well, I think I did, and it got edited out of our predictions or something. Well, I was right. Pig Casso. You know about Pig Casso?
And I was right.
Do you know about Pig Casso?
No.
Pig Casso, the iconic animal artist who earned over $1 million from her paintings and was hailed the most successful non-human artist in world history, has died at the age of 8. And here I am looking at some of the art that Pig Casso thinks she's doing. This pig is not doing what she thinks she's doing. This pig is kind of not giving. Where's the perspective? Where's the point of view? I mean, she's got a paintbrush in her mouth and she's just kind of like, seems like she's just kind of trying to crack her neck. And I'm not gagging. With that said, rip to this pig.
So you just shit on a dead pig's art?
I did. Pig Casso. And you know what? So you tell me this. Was Pig Casso given the name Pig Casso pre-exploitation?
Picasso.
Or are we just kind of capitalizing on whoever had a barn and had some paint and decided to let their pig touch these toxic chemicals until they died at the ripe age of 8?
Are you sure the pig died of paint poisoning?
Well, I think I can do the math myself. I'm watching the pig right now with the paint. The paintbrush and the paint could not be closer to the snout. And so what do you want me to think about Pig Casso? What do you want me to think about how Pig Casso had to leave this world?
Are you?
Huh? Sound it out. So no, I'm here. You know, no, I'm here. I'm here to defend Pig Casso's legacy because clearly nobody else cares.
Are you watching the Pig Casso in memoriam segment that they're going to air at the Oscars?
Oh, and you know first they'll exploit Pig Casso, then they'll forget Pig Casso. You think Pig Casso's going to be in the in memoriam? Think again.
Well, do you even think? Do you think?
Let me stop you right there. No, I don't think.
Do you think it was called Pig Casso because it's got a similar art style to Picasso, or is there just a pig and it's an artist?
It's a pig and it's an artist, and
what would you call its art style?
Slop.
Well, Oh, maybe that's what it was going for. Pig Casso dead.
Just look, Pop Crave posted a video of Pig Casso painting. And let me just say, I don't know what they're giving the pig to make the pig glitch like this, but the pig clearly is in a better place, I think. And, you know...
Okay, so I'm looking at it.
She's a she.
I'm just going to say, yeah, I don't think the art style's for me. I'm never really here for just a bunch of, like, splatter lines.
Yeah, what's the point of view?
Scribbles.
What's the message?
What does it mean? And there's this picture of Picasso and, I assume, their owner, if you can be owned.
Let's talk about that.
And it definitely looks like some of the art was probably helped by the friend of Pig.
Oh, so you're saying there's a scandalo.
I'm saying neither of them have a point of view.
Oh. Oh-wee.
This looks like, have you seen those kits where you and your partner rub paint all over, you get naked, and then you like fuck on the canvas?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Pig Casso's art looks like.
I just DM'd you on Twitter a video of Pig Casso painting. I don't know if you saw video. Open that video.
I can't because I'm on my phone.
Then never mind.
I'm actually very busy.
I do want to do one of those fucking paint experiences, but I'm not sure if I want to fuck while doing it. I mean, I guess I could, but like... I'm just trying to roll around and have fun.
Wait. You didn't tell me Picasso was a millionaire.
That's how I started. I read this word for word. I said, earned over $1 million from her paintings.
That's fucked up. I need to exploit an animal. Hey, have you ever exploited an animal?
No, I haven't. You think croutons doing brand deals? No.
Did teasing the animal walk so exploiting the animal could run?
Teasing the animal was exploiting all along, baby.
I know, that's right.
Speaking of teasing the animal, would you ever be vegan?
I'm never gonna say not no.
Would you ever be vegetarian?
Maybe.
I think...
I don't eat a lot of meat at it as is.
Well, that's...
You don't know what I
that's
eat?
That's great. You shouldn't. What?
I'm already very pretty close to pescatarian in my normal day-to-day life.
Okay.
So.
Well, some people are serious about being vegan. Some people are... And let me tell you.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you.
What a bold statement in 2024.
And let me tell you. Wait.
What? Set it up again.
Some people are pretty serious about being vegan.
Whoa. How serious are they?
Well, Corey, they're as serious as an article on Delish.com exposing non-vegan veganism as vegans' veganisms. Let me tell you what went down. It's crazy. Well, ladies.
Well, ladies, this is what everyone's talking about on the talk.
Okay, so there's this vegan bakery. Okay.
And it's not vegan.
And they were exposed for buying and reselling Dunkin' Donuts to customers. They were just buying Dunkin' Donuts donuts and saying, and they were claiming they were their own bakery creations. Okay. And somebody discovered it because they were like, these sprinkles on these donuts look like D's.
D's sprinkles or D's nuts?
That was a D's nuts, but they look like D's, literally, like the orange and the pink D's, like the logo of Dunkin' Donuts. And so they messaged.
Oh wait, Dunkin' Donuts sprinkles are D shaped?
D's, yes, nuts, yes, 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 yes.
What do you think about the people who are all like, oh, don't talk to me till I've had my Dunkies?
I don't know. Are those people out there? Do they exist? We used to hang out at Dunkin' Donuts in high school.
Who? Don't drag me into this.
Not me and you.
We.
I mean, like the cool kids. The cool kids. Once we were at Dunkin' Donuts, and it was where we were plotting running away from home. We didn't end up doing it.
Well, as somebody who did run away from home once, Suck on that. Well, I can follow through.
Anyway, so they messaged Dunkin' Donuts and said, they messaged the vegan donut place and they said, I in no way mean to insult you or question your products, but these are definitely little D sprinkles that Dunkin' Donuts uses. And so now they are under fire. I don't really even know why I bring this up other than to just talk about donuts.
Wow.
You ever been to Fonut?
No, and I've never had a Cronut.
Okay, Dr. Seuss. Have you ever put, I wonder if this bleeping button works.
Hey.
I wonder if that works.
I can't hear it.
I know, I can't hear it, but I wonder if it bleeped. We'll find out someday. I was going
to
say,
trying to bleep me?
I'm trying to bleep myself. Have you ever put...
A cake pop?
We'll see if that bleeps. And if it didn't, answer the question either way.
What do you mean, like a cashew and a walnut?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about truck nuts?
I'm talking truck nuts, not me teabagging myself with your truck nuts. You come out to put your groceries in your back of the car, and I'm down there underneath the car sucking on truck nuts.
Oh my God. I saw my neighbor teabagging my truck nuts.
Yes. Am I the asshole for stopping my neighbor from teabagging my truck nuts?
Am I the asshole? Let's put it on. What's that? Reddit?
You seem like
I'm
a girl.
I'm going.
You seem like one of those girls who likes a bunch of shit on their donuts. Like, if you like your...
No.
Listen to me.
You don't know me.
You seem, because you like your Bloody Mary's gotten like a chicken finger in it in a pickle.
I don't want a chicken finger in my Bloody Mary. Don't spread that lie.
Okay, so then if you don't want it in your Bloody Mary, then why do you want it on your donut?
Truck nuts. I want a chicken finger on my truck nuts. That's the only way I'm teabagging it. Henny.
All right. All right, where can people find you?
I want an old-fashioned donut with just chocolate frosting. That's it.
Bitch, you're...
I'm going to bleep you. If they're all out of those, I'm getting sprinkles, but I don't want them shaped like D's.
D's what?
And if I'm getting a Bloody Mary, my ideal Bloody Mary is like olives, pickles, and maybe some of those cocktail onions. Like, you people think my whole personality is bacon.
Okay, slow down. What do you mean, you people?
Don't put bacon in my Bloody Mary. You think I want wet bacon in my Bloody Mary? No. I don't want a chicken finger. I don't want a slider. You know I never want a slider. I am very fuck sliders.
Okay.
Who wants three little burgers?
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute, to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Speaking of D's, I have one D that I do need to bring up.
And?
And it has to do with Anne Hathaway.
Okay, are you going to get to your girl?
Well, Anne Hathaway is starring in a new film based on a One Direction fan fiction.
What?
Will you be seeing...
What? Somebody got Wattpad turned into a movie?
Yes. Yeah, baby, come on. That's the service story. Let's get into it. Anne Hathaway's The Idea of You is apparently, people are speculating. It's based on a One Direction fan fiction. It's based on, it's definitely based on One Direction. Like, it's about a older woman who falls in love with the member of a boy band or something. Not older woman, but like a woman who's older than the member of the boy band. I think.
Who's playing the boy bander?
Mr. Nicholas Galitzine. Do you know who that is?
Nicholas Galitzine?
Yeah, he was in Bottoms.
Oh, he was in, hold on. You know what he was in?
He's been in a lot of stuff recently. He's like actually kind of popping in this
God,
very moment.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. You know, I'm gonna say something.
What?
This man. What? This man.
What?
He played the prince in Red, White, and Royal Blue.
Yes.
When I read the book Red, White, and Royal Blue, I had such a crush on the prince, and his adaptation for the film I thought was terrible.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I thought, I don't want to kiss this boy at all.
Damn.
And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the acting. I don't know if it was the hair. It wasn't for me.
Not everyone is for everyone. I do know that.
That's true. That's true. But I just thought, I just loved the book so much, and then I thought he wasn't the right cast for that role for me.
Well, we'll see if he'll tickle your fancy as the Harry Styles-esque leading man, courting the fumbling doctor Anne Hathaway.
I Googled him, and 4 pictures popped up, and I thought, wouldn't kiss. Okay, so he does have one hairstyle that I was into, but...
Yeah, you know what? Men are not for your kissings and disposings. It's like men can exist without you having to consider whether or not you're going to fuck them.
Upcoming movie, The Idea of You. Soline, a 40-year-old single mom.
Wait, what's her name?
Soline, a 40-year-old single mom, begins an unexpected romance with a 24-year-old Hayes Campbell, the lead singer of August Moon, the hottest boy band.
Soline.
Is this like about Harry Styles and what's her face?
I don't know, and I don't care. If anything, didn't Harry Styles... No. Who? There was a member of One Direction who I think was dating somebody who was maybe older. Maybe even a judge on the show when they were on X Factor or something. Whoa. I don't know.
Where did you see this information about this movie?
Well, here I am on US Weekly, USmagazine.com. My homepage, obviously.
Oh, I thought you would have seen it on like Twitter from Pop Crave.
Well, yeah, probably. Like I opened a link, certainly.
Oh, well, speaking of Twitter.
Oh!
Hey, did you, since you brought it up, did you see who was fighting on Twitter?
Ooh, let me think about this, actually.
A new addition for the whoever's out there taking notes for nominees for the Psychobabbles this year.
Oh, speaking of which, Picasso, rip of the year, rip of the year.
Write it down, whoever's keeping our notes.
Okay, so who's feuding? Who's fighting?
We have a new entry, best feud of the year.
Who is it?
Well, he's Blue.
Blue Man Group.
And he likes a specific food?
Cookie Monster.
Hell yeah. You know who Cookie Monster's fighting with this week? You're actually going to be wet for this. It's also an enemy of yours.
Oh. Capitalism.
You're close, babe. You're close. Cookie Monster versus Shrinkflation.
Oh, good for him. Yes, yes.
Cookie Monster.
If there's anybody that can tackle this issue, if there's anybody that can go up, I was not far with capitalism, because what is inflation if not capitalism? Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Cookie Monster took to Twitter and said, "Me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller."
You know what? Let me talk about something.
While
there are artists afraid to stand up for what is right in the world,
yeah.
What is the use of a celebrity if not to speak for the people? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, you can entertain, but even entertainment should mirror the times. And if Cookie Monster can't speak out about shrinkflation, who can?
Amen, sister.
So what is he going to do? Is he lobbying or what?
Well, then it sent me down a
hole. Or is he just complaining?
One representative, one Democrat replied to him. I don't know who it was, but I saw it in the article. But I was reading, and they said that Oreos had like been secretly shrinking the size of the Oreos down 12% or some shit.
Well, you better believe
it. Same price, 12% less cookie.
I'm telling you what, the more we find out about these mega corporations that own everything and all the different brands, you ever see those TikToks that are like a picture of a grocery store aisle and it's like labeling what is the parent company of all of the products, only to find that every cereal in the cereal aisle is owned by the same mega corporation. And
the same mega corporation who wants us poor folk to eat Frosted Flakes for dinner.
Now, okay, let me talk about something. I know that we are all upset about Mr. Kellogg saying prices are high, people are poor, eat cereal for dinner. With that said, cereal for dinner does kind of slap, mama. Dear, cereal for dinner does kind of slap.
Babe, anytime I'm sick, anytime I don't feel like having to cook, I'm like, I'm glad I don't have kids, because I'm having cereal with blueberries in it for dinner.
Yeah, that is the beauty of being a grown-ass adult. It's like, if I want to have a whole box of cereal for dinner, I'm about to fucking do it. And
a whole box?
I've done it. I don't know.
Oh my god. Last time I was sick, I had like a cold. All I wanted was fucking, what are they called? Reese's peanut butter cereal. What's that about?
Reese's Puffs.
Babe, I did eat a whole box of Reese's Puffs.
As you should. Yeah, I think
it's
a perfect
good, and it doesn't scratch the top of your mouth too much.
I think a perfect event to host is to say, everyone come to my house 7 p.m., bring a box of cereal, and you make sure that you just have an almond milk or oat milk, a cow milk. And
I'm supplying that as the host.
I'll supply the milk as the host. Okay. BYO cereal and BYO bowl. And I'll have spoons.
When I come visit for a week, can we have cereal for dinner one night?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're just going to have to bring a box of cereal.
I'll fly down with a box.
Okay, sure.
I'll be the woman who got thrown out of security for bringing a hungry man frozen dinner through TSA.
When people had that, the like the 15 pack of the tiny boxes of cereals, you know, at like camp or something.
Oh my God, my mom would buy that for us sometimes. I forgot those existed.
I like that shit, but like, let's get real. That's a half a bite.
Did you ever do the one, like, weren't some of those people were very like, oh, you just open the box and open the plastic bag and you pour the milk right inside and you just eat it out of that?
Not only that, but when it gets
down. Didn't the box convert to a bowl, kinda?
When it gets down to the last amount of cereal in a normal size bag of cereal, I cut.
You cash the corner?
I cut the upper half of the plastic of this, like, you know, the bag, and I just pour my milk into the bag and I just eat. That's my bowl and no dishes, baby. Let's get into it.
And there you are in your kitchen with every cupboard open, the scissors out.
And the real thrill, the cherry on top of the thrill of cereal for dinner and no dishes is you're holding the bag and your hand is so cold from the milk. It's a thrill. It's something different.
Damn. Brag about that good circulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, what is life if not meant to be experienced? And I am looking to experience all sensations, including cold hand from milk. Mm.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, since we don't have, since we're recording this episode early and we haven't seen the latest Drag Race episode, can we talk about another drag thing that I'm enjoying?
Yeah.
Have you heard of Cartoon Drag Race on TikTok?
No, should I? Oh, wait. It's like cartoon characters... AI competing?
Yes. Oh,
we don't.
Well, hold on.
We're not trying to love AI, but you know.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Well, there's some knockoffs. Now my algorithm knows I'm into it, and so now it's got some knockoffs that aren't as good. They're not paying for the full price of whatever AI program this other person
program. Okay.
But Cartoon Drag Race Season 4 is getting ready to launch, and do you know who's rumored on the cast?
Who?
The green M&M.
Oh, bitch, she's about to serve cunt. But you know what? I don't think she knows how to work her body shape.
That's the thing. Listen, this is a spoiler, so don't get mad. But
she'll be great on All Stars when she gets some procedures.
Part of me on season three, I thought Hello Kitty really didn't know how to shape her body, but somehow she made the final three. So I mean, don't count out these girls yet.
Okay. You know what? I'm open-minded.
This bums me out because I want to talk about the previous winners, but I shouldn't spoil it because if any of you want to go watch Cartoon Drag Race on TikTok.
I really do want to know who won the previous seasons. If Roger from American Dad is not at least a finalist, let alone a winner, then I already know this franchise is not to be trusted. Like, who's judging?
Okay, well, if you don't want to get spoiled, plug your ears for 10 seconds, because the season 3 winner of Cartoon Drag Race was Roger.
Oh, thank you. And why did it take 3 seasons to get cast?
Oh my God. I thought Roger, I was so worried. I was Team Roger. I was voting for her at the end and I was like, she needs to win. And
she who was she up against?
Final three was Roger, Hello Kitty, and Bayonetta.
Okay.
And that's only because they rigged it for Ghostface from Scream to get eliminated at fourth. And I was pissed. The people were pissed. The comments were pissed.
Okay. Will you link me?
In fact, I will. They teased the new season.
I'm watching Survivor this season, and I think I'm committed to watching it. It's only once per week, God. Right?
Yeah, and the good news for you is only those first two episodes were like 2 hours each, and I think it drops to 90 minutes per episode going forward. So now it's you don't even have to commit as much time.
Well, I watched the first episode last week. I watched the second episode last night, and what is with people who are not wanting to like get into it, not wanting to do? If you don't want to play whatever game you sign up for, what are you doing?
Why are you there?
If you don't want to like, I don't know, compete physically in the physical competitions, if you don't want to compete socially in the social aspect of like hang out and strategize, what are you up to, honey? What are you trying to do? Maybe it's just editing to make them seem like that, but like, I don't know. I'm just a little bit like, is the first couple episodes going to, of every season, like weeding out the people who are just like not prepared to be there?
It's weird because actually like the last couple seasons has been like that. And all the like super fans like me are like, what the fuck is going on? Why? How do you keep casting these people? Like last season, I think it was last season, two people quit and everyone was furious. And we're like, what? Who's casting these people?
And you know what? And watching Survivor, the commercials for Amazing Race make me feel like we did the happy-go-lucky, easy-breezy, fun-time version of Survivor is how they sell Amazing Race in commercials during Survivor. Did we?
The what? Do easy-breezy show?
The way the commercials during Survivor talk about Amazing Race, it seems like oh, look. People who can't handle Survivor are having their little fun time too. Aw, your heartstrings will be pulled.
All I wanted to say was like, so yeah, last season, this person quit. And it was like, and they were like, I'm so ready to go home and see my husband and my heart's not in it. And like, you know that I know the behind the scenes. And I'm like, they're not going home tomorrow to see their husband. They're going to sit in sequester with the eliminated contestants until the whole fucking show is wrapped. So to quit and say, I'm so excited to go, they probably didn't even give him a phone to call his husband. It was infuriating for someone like me.
Infuriating.
Anyways, oh my God, I'm so excited. You and my dad both watching your first seasons of Survivor this year. Welcome.
And then the only other thing I wanted to say was, okay, so last night on that episode, well, not wasn't last night, but this most recent episode, when they're going back and forth, Metallica versus Taylor Swift songs, who would you compete? What song, what would you be, what would you try to list songs of?
How could I name 100 songs of somebody? I mean, Maggie doesn't have 100 songs, but I could literally just walk through each track on her album. Don't make me do it.
Well, I guess, yeah, you could do Katy. Who do you think you could like, list the most songs of? Katy Perry, probably. Because she has the most albums and you have the highest knowledge.
I would say Gaga.
Fair. I would say Gaga for me.
Yeah. I mean, but it's also funny because like no one there is fact checking them. No one there.
I was thinking that the whole time. I was thinking these twinks probably just repeating the same. Nobody knows a Metallica song once you're in the 70s or 80s of Metallica songs, especially the five people that are sitting around. Bitch, you're just saying words.
No one's got a wiki to check that shit.
Yeah.
And plus that Taylor Swift fan was all like,
All Too Well 10 minute version.
All Too Well Taylor's version. Cruel Summer Taylor's version. Shut up.
You know what? I think I would have done Sia songs.
Written by or performed by?
Either, just to get the, like, you know, the check.
They're like, They're like, red, live. Oh, actually, okay, now I get what you're saying. Yeah, wait, that was smart. Okay, me next season naming 100 Sia songs.
The way he's like, I plan to be a Taylor Swift fan outspoken on the island. It's like, okay, like.
Again, this is turning me into one of the football dads who was annoyed at having to see her for 3 seconds during a football game.
Oh, so you think this is a conspiracy? This is a plant.
No, it's just everybody's desperate for the attention, for the headlines. Everyone's piggybacking off of her name. I can't be mad at her. I'm mad at big media.
Big media.
And now CBS is falling into big media.
Well, let's see. There's Chandelier. There's
Eye of the Needle.
Eye of the Needle. There's I think there's some maybe like don't give dogs for presents type of song, a Christmas song.
My snowman. She has one that's about snowman crying.
Love that Sia, me directly to camera. Can't get enough of her.
Hey, speaking of Sia.
See you later.
See you later.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me. Everywhere. You'll be in my heart.
Oh. Okay. Word. You can also find me in Corey's heart. Help! Let me out of here! I'm clogging things.
While wearing clogs.
I'm tap dancing in here. That's your. You think it's your heartbeat. I'm just tap dancing in your heart.
Is that a murmur? Okay, goodbye.
Bye.